from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hats off to Mike and his group for working so hard and doing everything they could to, you know, improve our club. So we all appreciate it, and we're having a little bit different look next couple of days, but yeah, excited about our team.
That's Brandon Hyde. He got the ingredients. Let's see what he can cook up. Jeremy Cohen, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Cohen, Ed Norris is out. So let's keep count. Sir Anthony Dominguez and Christian Pache, who is...
I said to Rob, it makes me think of Jackie Pache.
Who's our favorite player is that now?
Melissa Kim's Pache.
We sent Austin Hayes to Philadelphia for those two guys. Zach Eflin comes here for prospects.
Yeah, prospects going back. And again, the other part about this that I find so interesting is that fans know the two prospects that got traded, which you'll get to for Rodgers, but they're like, they don't know the three prospects that went back. Which organization do you trust more to figure out which players have higher ceilings? The Rays or the Marlins?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys. True. Like, the prospects going back to me that the Rays got had a higher ceiling than the ones that went back for the Marlins.
The Trevor Rogers comes here for Stowers and Norby.
Yeah. And look, both those guys are right now players that we like. Stowers was not getting on the field here. He wasn't. So, like, to me, I'm not saying you just give the guy away. Norby, we had questions about him, whether or not he was going to be a major league player. Does he have issues at second base? Was it nerves, you know, and some of the things that we've seen? So with those two going, and again, I've been arguing with people online about Trevor Rogers, just saying, at least see him first. Because if you guys are sitting here giving me his statistics and saying this is who he is, okay. And I was arguing with somebody that was like, well, that's all you have to go by are his stats. Okay. Do you think he's the player he was in the last 9 games or the last 2.5 years? Like, what do you think? Which player do you think he is? If it's the last 9 games, which is the most recent, he's been really good for the past 3 months. Really good. Started off with a 7-something ERA this year, but he's also coming off of an injury. So I think there is a nice upside with him. I'm not telling you got Scooble here with Rodgers. I just think you got something that's a little bit interesting that you gave up two pieces that weren't going to be here.
And you got Eloy Jimenez, and this is what they got.
Yeah, I don't get. I'm sorry. And again, I'm not saying they shouldn't have done this, but Austin Hayes, in almost every statistical category as a right-handed batter against left-handed pitching, is better than Eloy Jimenez. You got Sir Anthony Dominguez, and I think that's a great piece to get back. But, you know, so there's debates about it. I think people are looking at the wrong things here. And
can I throw something out?
Yeah.
There were reports that the guy from The Sun, what was his name, Joe, wrote the reports about the problems in the clubhouse. Remember his name? Kyle Goon. It's a banner, Baltimore banner, Kyle Goon. He confirmed that it was clubhouse issues. Who did he confirm that with?
Was that
Austin Hayes?
Yeah.
And Keith Law, this is Bob told me yesterday that they had Keith Law on their show mm-hmm. on Monday or Tuesday. Uh-huh. And Keith Law also said that he had heard something was going on with Hayes in the locker room.
See, he went to what I was alluding to.
He said the thing out loud.
Yeah. Maybe the issues in the clubhouse were with the man who confirmed there were issues in the clubhouse. Maybe.
Very well could be. Like,
because no one else is confirming this. No one, no other player is confirmed. What did Connor Norby, what was his parting shots? His parting shots weren't bad. Mm-mm. Nobody else had bad parting shots.
And you know what? I'm so happy for Stowers to finally get to a place where he should play almost every day. Go look at the Marlins line. The Marlins traded away a third of their roster. They had to make 7 moves before yesterday's game just to have a full roster ready for the game. And then they came out and scored 2 runs right away on the Rays. That maybe that's addition by subtraction, but yeah. Austin Hayes, you're looking at something here too. You got something of value back in Sir Anthony Dominguez for it.
And then you get Soto, you get him for Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson really had no future here.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, you're looking at a guy that was also, he was part of another trade that they made. He wasn't somebody that they drafted and was homegrown, but they were developing him here. So getting those players back. The weird thing, and this is what I wanted to bring up, is we have the Phillies bullpen that blew it last year. Kimbrel, Soto, Sir Anthony Dominguez. We have the Phillies bullpen that blew it last year. The sad part about this is it's still an upgrade from what we had.
Yeah.
Because you're going to mix in Cano. You're going to mix when Kalum comes back. And I think this bullpen is going to be really good. But the big question is, who is the guy pitching the 9th inning?
Yeah.
Is it Soto?
And that's a big question.
Is it Kimbrel? Is it... I mean, I'd almost rather see Dominguez get an opportunity.
Can't be Kimbrel. By the way, Connor Norby wrote on Twitter, many emotions right now, but thank you to Baltimore for giving me a chance to grow and show what I could do. I love the city, these fans, my teammates and coaches, and I loved every second of being an Oriole. My family and I are forever grateful, Birdland. I'm just saying, and I love Austin Hayes, mm-hmm. but if I am at one point the future of this franchise, and then when the franchise turns, and I was part of the losing and the winning, and all of a sudden now I have to get in line, I might be a little bitter. I'm human. Austin Hayes is a human being. He may have been a little bit bitter, but I still say, and I'm glad I didn't hear that comment on Bob Haney's show, Vivian Haney, but I'm glad someone else said there were problems with Austin Hayes in the clubhouse. That's different from there's problems in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Those two headlines are complete. Orioles have problems in the clubhouse. Austin Hayes is having problems in the Orioles clubhouse. Those are two completely different headlines. I believe the latter.
Can I throw this in too? I know we're talking about all the trades. Last night, though, if you were watching the game, I thought it was really cool to see Viv on there making his rounds, like saying his goodbyes, getting a chance to get a
home run call on radio.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. So I'm happy for him. And like for the people that don't know him as well, just one of the nicest guys in this industry, but also a baseball guy through and through. I mean, growing up in St. Louis, it's just in his blood. So I think he was even playing in some of these, like, I don't want to give away his age, I think, but like 40 and over leagues.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so just hats off to him. So it'll be nice to hopefully see him around some more. And I don't think he lives that far from me. His kid's playing baseball, he said, over in Severna Park.
Severna Park, yeah.
Maybe he's the next Jackson Merrill.
Maybe so.
You know, so I thought that was cool last night, but there's so many different things to get into. And everybody, you know, people that were bridge experts not that long ago and vaccine experts, now everybody's a GM of a baseball team and they know what we should do. And I'm kidding. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion with this. If you wanted to see them move the big pieces.
But see, there's a difference between opinion and thinking your opinion is right.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it's just like everybody's wrong. You give me your opinion, I give you mine, and we'll see. But you give me your opinion, I give you mine, and you damn your opinion. Yeah. No, it's just we give each other our opinion, but at the end of the day, we'll see that Ryan Mountcastle didn't get traded.
It is. Well, that's true too, but they also didn't make a big trade. They didn't make a huge splash. Like I think if they would have got somebody like Blake Snell, Scooble, Crochet, I think he would have been included in that deal.
If my aunt and my
you still here? I'm not. You guys act like I hate Mountcastle.
No, you act like you hate Mountcastle.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You guys try to play this up.
Yeah, right? You act like you hate Mountcastle. No, you don't. Not really. You It's not acting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.